Author Angela Flournoy's debut novel, The Turner House, was a finalist for the National Book Award for Fiction in 2015. A decade later, her much-anticipated second novel was just named to this year's National Book Award longlist, and it's not hard to see why. The Wilderness follows the lives of five millennial Black women as they move from young adulthood into middle age. When the novel opens in 2008, Desiree and her grandfather Nolan are on a plane to Paris. Their ultimate destination is Zurich, where the terminally ill Nolan plans to die by assisted suicide. From there, we jump to 2018, where January sees social media posts of her friends on vacation and reflects on a family life that hasn't measured up to her expectations. From there, back to New York in 2012, where Desiree lives with her friend Nakia, a lesbian entrepreneur finding success in the restaurant industry. This episodic time travel eventually introduces us to Monique, a spirited librarian turned influencer, and to Desiree's sister Danielle, who works as a doctor and flits around the edges of the established friend group. The Wilderness feels more like linked stories than a typical novel, but Flournoy's writing more than makes up for it. Each chapter brings a new surprise, and the characters are forged in vivid scenes that speak to their individual personalities as well as their relationships with one another. The Wilderness is a kaleidoscopic journey that explores the celebrations and pitfalls of life and the value of found family. For KMUW, I'm Suzanne Perez.